So let's review. We concluded yesterday's daf by suggesting that according to some opinions, the regular mem and the closed mem are interchangeable from the fact that we use the closed mem from the word v'niskehem to allude to the open mem at the beginning of the word maya. There are more questions to this proof. Mi dami? Pesuach v'asei sasim iluya kuma alile. Perhaps using a closed mem in place of an open mem is acceptable because a closed mem is of a higher status, as evident from the fact that it was used in the writing on the luchos. However, using an open mem in place of a closed mem may not be acceptable since menatzvach tzeifim amram. The alternate version of the letters mem, nun, tzadi, fe, and chav were created later by the Nevi'im. The Gemara explains that the Nevi'im did not institute new ways to write the letters, because it says, the Nevi'im are not allowed to add new things to the Torah. Rather, there were always two ways to write these letters, but the Jewish people had forgotten which form is to be used at the end of a word and which in the middle of a word, until the Nevi'im reinstituted the proper way to use these letters. Therefore, both have equal status. The Gemara now digresses to expound on the order, names, and shapes of the various letters of the Aleph Beis. Amar li Rabban Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Asu dar deki ha'idna lebei midrasha, ve'amir mili da'afile b'mei Yeshua ben Nun lo itmer kavasayo. The Rabban told Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi about young students who came to the Beis Medrash and were saying things that weren't even said in the days of Yeshua, all relating to the Aleph Beis. We'll review just a few. For example, Aleph Beis stands for Aleph Bina. Rashi says, lama Torah, learn and understand the Torah. Gimel Dalet stands for Gimel Dalem, help the poor. The leg of the Gimel extends toward the Dalet because people who want to help seek out the needy. The leg of the Dalet extends toward the Gimel because the needy make themselves available. The Dalet faces away from the Gimel to teach that the giving should be done in private so that the needy are not embarrassed. The reason there are two types of mem, one open and one closed, is to indicate Maimer Pesuach or Maimer Sasim. Some parts of the Torah should be revealed and some should remain hidden. The crown of the Kuf faces the Resh to indicate that Hashem, symbolized by Kuf, tells the Rasha, symbolized by the Resh, that he can do tshuva. The leg of the Kuf is hanging, not attached at the top, to teach that which Rish Lakish said. When one does tshuva, Hashem helps him by opening an additional entrance for him. The letters of the word Sheker are juxtaposed in the alphabet and all stand on one point to symbolize that Sheker is very common and cannot stand. The letters of Emes, on the other hand, span the entire alphabet and stand on solid bases, indicating that truth is hard to find but is able to stand on its own. Kushta koi, shikr lekoi. Truth stands and endures while falsehood will not. The next Mishnah teaches, HaKoysu shtei oisiyas behelem echad chayev. One who writes two letters while having forgotten that it is Shabbos, he is chayev for koysiv. This one was already taught in the Mishnah above on Daf Kof Gimel Amud Aleph. It's repeated here to lead into the following details about the melacha of writing. Kosa bidyoi ubechol davar shehu roishim. The Mishnah teaches that a person is chayev for writing with ink, other pigments, or anything that leaves a lasting mark. The Mishnah continues. Al shnei kois li zavius, v'al shnei levachi pinkas. One would be chayiv for writing one letter each on two perpendicular sides of a corner or on two tablets in a way that they can be read together. Hakoisav al basari chayiv, one would be liable for writing on his flesh with ink. Hamisarid al basari, if somebody scratches letters into his flesh, Rabbi Eleazar says he is chayiv, but the Chum say he is potter. The Gemara cites a brisa in which Rabbi Eleazar proves that it's a normal way to write because Ben Satida took sorcery spells out of Mitzrayim by writing them on his flesh. A Chum answer, that's Shaita Hoya, Ve'im Avin Raya Minash Shaita. We cannot prove that is considered normal behavior from Ben Satida, who was deranged. Kasa b'mashkin b'mei peiriz b'avak u'b'chol davish enim eskayim pater. If he wrote with liquids, fruit juices, dust, or any material that would not last, he's pater. La'achar yadoi. If he wrote with the back of his hand or with his toes, mouth, or elbow, he's pater. Kasa b'ais samach liksav. The Mishnah teaches that if one writes a single letter next to existing letters, he is pater. This is not in accord with Rabbi Eliezer, who holds regarding weaving, achas ala arik chayiv. If a person adds just one thread to an existing fabric, he is chayiv. Here too, according to Rabbi Eliezer, he would be chayiv. The Gemara later cites a brisa which teaches, kosav eis achas v'hishlima l'sefer chayiv. If a person wrote just one letter and completes a sefer with it, he is chayiv. This is true even according to the Rabbanan, who disagree with Rabbi Eliezer, since completing a sefer is a more substantial act than adding a letter to complete a word. The Mishnah also teaches ksav gabe ksav. One who writes on top of previously written letters is Potter. The Gemara cites a brisa from which we can deduce that Rabbi Yehuda holds that he's chayiv. In the case of a sefer, a scribe who was at the point where he needed to write the name of Hashem, thought that he needed to write Yehuda, and mistakenly omitted the letter Dalet, leaving him with the properly spelled name of Hashem. The problem is, it was not written L'shem Kedushas Hashem, with the intention of writing the holy name of Hashem. Rabbi Yehuda says, Mavar lav kol misu mekadshe. He writes over it with the proper intention because Rabbi Yehuda holds that this is considered writing. Chacham say, Ein Hashem min ha-mufchor. This shame is not valid because the Chacham hold this is not considered writing. Similarly, they would argue regarding Melechus Kaisiv writing on Shabbos. The Chacham say in the Mishnah, Ksav agab iksav is potter, while Rabbi Yehuda would hold that he's chayiv. The Mishnah continues, Niskav en lichtiv ches bekosiv shnei zainen. His intention was to write the letter ches. He wrote two zainen without connecting them, which is the way to write a ches, he's potter. Even though the end result is two letters, but since that was not his intention, he's potter. The Gemara later says that he's potter only where he still needs to add the tagin, the crowns to the zainen, where he does not need to add the tagin, for example, in a book or letter, or two letters that do not require tagin, he would be chayv. Achas ba'aretz v'achas b'kayra. One letter on the ground and one on the beam, kosav al shnei kais lebayis, on two separate walls, not in the corner, al shnei dapei pinkas, on two tablets, ve'inergin zem zeh, they cannot be read together, potter he's exempt. The Gemara cites a related ruling. Amr Reb Ami, kosav ois achas b'tveria, v'achas b'tzipayri chayiv, ksivahi al shem chusik kreva. If a person wrote one letter in one city and another letter in another city, he's chayiv. But if he writes al shnei dapei pinkas, on two sides of a ledger, he is potter, since bringing the letters together would involve an additional act of first cutting out the empty parchment in between. In our case, you only have to bring them together to make it readable. The Gemara also teaches, although one is only chayiv if he writes two letters, there are two possible cases of higia ois achas chayiv. If he corrects one letter, he is also chayiv. He removes the bridge in the middle of a ches, turning it into two zions. Rashi adds, v'ha-sefer l'kach tzarech, when that's what's needed to correct the sefer. He removes the edge of the dalet, converting it to a resh. Here too, Rashi adds that this is the tikkun ha-sefer, the needed correction, similar to writing the final letter of the sefer.